The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning and good afternoon, good evening, good night to all of you, this wide community around the world. And to start with the concept of the week, that of beauty and beautiful, that one of the primary uses of the word kalyana, beautiful, is that of kalyanamitta, or beautiful friends. And beautiful friends, one of the meanings of that is to support people or establish people in the Dharma, which we can take this morning to be established in the practice of meditation. So here we are, a community of people supporting each other, being each other's beautiful friends, for in a certain way, a beautiful community of people involved in a very beautiful activity, that of discovering, awakening the truth, the freedom, the great capacity of our hearts to care, the beauty of our hearts, the beauty of our minds. So thank you for being part of this. And to begin this sitting, if you can think of your body and your posture, no matter how uncomfortable it might be for you. Some of you I know, is body is challenging. Maybe you can see the body as a beautiful phenomena, beautiful aspect of nature even. That we carry in this body, the body is an integral part of the natural world. And on the whole, it's a beautiful thing, this human body. And to approach it and take a posture which is in harmony with this body's capacity to support us, to hold us upright, to be involved in beautiful action, harmonious action, virtuous action, to express our goodness, and to gently close your eyes. And if it's possible at all, to assume or to touch into some simple capacity for goodness, beauty, kindness that you can find in yourself. A sense of goodness or kindness or beauty that's appropriate to open to, relax into, to allow it time to be known, to be felt, to in this particular way of sitting still in meditation, maybe to allow it to glow or flow here. Assuming that that's the case, and assuming the task of meditation is to act mostly with the mind in beautiful ways, can you, in some beautiful way, harmonious way, nice way, take a few slow, deep breaths, as if you're caring for yourself, filling yourself with oxygen, saying hello to this body, waking it up with a deep breath, and then in a caring, beautiful way to exhale. Not necessarily straining to exhale, not at all straining, but exhaling fully, completely. Fully there for the exhale, releasing, especially the end of the exhale. Is there more releasing of the muscles, letting go, that allows the exhale to be complete? And then letting your breathing return to normal. And there are some meditation teachers who talk about awakening or evoking a beautiful breathing, to breathe in beauty, where there's something about the way we breathe that is beautiful. And I think mostly when they use this association with breathing, they're not so much talking about the physical experience of breathing, but rather what comes when the mind, when attention has good qualities in it. Attention is receptive, relaxed, curious, settled on the breathing. And to have such an attitude or focus on the breathing, it helps to settle the mind so that all the mud that's swirling around in the pond of the mind is allowed to settle, not forcefully, but almost by the pull of gravity, relaxing the thinking muscle, relaxing the tensions and pressures of the mind. Not struggling with anything, not being in conflict with anything, but letting the activities of the mind become quieter, stiller, becoming aware of whatever small degree of stillness, quietness there is in the mind. And to whatever degree there's quietness and stillness, let your awareness of breathing include that quietness and that stillness. Do not be eager or strain to attain anything, but to simply have a very generous and open, allowing attention to breathing, as if breathing can take care of itself. But you're the friend of breathing. You're the beautiful friend of your body breathing. And you're accompanying your breathing. Beautiful friend who is a companion to your body breathing, walking together hand in hand. And whatever beauty there's going to be in the experience of meditating on breathing, it will be experienced and known in the quiet and stillness of the mind, in the spaciousness of awareness. An awareness that does not strain, but also does not hold back. An awareness which is fully aware of breathing without any strain, as if breathing is the most important thing of the moment. Gently, tenderly, experiencing the beauty of attention, awareness, body, breathing. Breathing in beauty. quite often in meditating, there is some degree of agitation, of thinking. No matter what degree it is, strong or weak, underneath the agitation, underneath the thinking mind, next to it, in the middle of it, there is also that which is not agitated. There is that which does not think. That's known through a quietness, a stillness, maybe a sense of space, spaciousness. And it's there, that which is below or in between the agitation, in that stillness or quietness, that we will feel or see, that which is beautiful, the beauty of the mind, the beauty of awareness, the beauty of non-agitation. And remembering to relax, remembering to quiet, to become attuned to a quiet way of resting with your breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, I'll mention that the Buddha sometimes referred to our ability to be aware, to observe or be a witness of our experience as a beautiful witnessing, beautiful observing. And I think that the sense of awareness or witnessing, observing, can be beautiful, happens when there's very, very light or very little sense of effort in the observing, almost letting go of breathing, letting go of trying to be aware of anything, and simply being aware of whatever there might be without any choice or selection or focusing. And then in this relaxed, open, receptive awareness, maybe there can be a sense of beauty, harmony, goodness, peacefulness in being aware. And this is an awareness, when we feel the beauty or the harmony of how we're aware, that can be the source, that can make available our ability to see the beauty of the world around us. May your ability, your beautiful ability to observe, be how you see the beauty of others, the beauty of the people that you'll meet today, the beauty of the people that you'll learn about today. May it be that you see beauty in other people. And in so doing, may it be that you are an agent of respect and kindness and support for the people that you encounter, the people you talk to, even the people you think about. May what is really good in you be the means by which you meet and talk to and think about everyone. So you become a support for the happiness, well-being, peacefulness of all beings. Maybe you help others to see their own beauty.